Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, well, let me ask you this, because I got an email earlier from a guy named Chris from Lombard, okay?
Okay.
And you tell me what you think about it. I posted the whole email on all of our socials, US99 Chicago, you can see it. But the basic gist is his wife and two kids, ages 3 and 9, said that they have a couple fun things planned for him for Father's Day. But he said that all he does is work, and when he's not working, it's all about his kids and family. So what he really wants is the day to himself. But he doesn't have the heart to tell them that, or doesn't know if he should, or hold it in, because he really wants the day to himself, but he also doesn't want to disappoint his kids that he feels like maybe he should be hanging out with them on Father's Day. So what do you think he should do? Do you think this is more about them, or should he do exactly what he wants to do?
I think you should just tell them that. I know a lot of moms that are like, leave me alone on Mother's Day. It's my day to just chill.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah,
so dad should get it too.
Yeah, okay. So mom would understand. Is it a problem that the kids might not understand?
Well, you could always tell the kids you're celebrating it on a different day.
Yeah.
Depending on how old they are.
Yeah, I guess they're 3 and 9. They don't know when Father's Day. Hey, Father's Day is actually Tuesday, guys.
Change it a little. Yeah,
that's
why not?
Funny. Yeah, Tuesday for like an hour between 5 and 6 p.m. That's it. That's all we need.
Perfect.
That's hilarious. Great answer. I love that. All right, let's do this. Let's get Chris some advice. What should Chris do? He wants to have the day to himself, but his kids and his wife, they said they have something planned for him for Father's Day. Should he say anything? Keep it to himself. What would your advice to Chris from Lombard be?
So my advice is, he's just got to do it.
Suck it up.
The kids in Hawaii plan something, he's got to do it.
He's got to do it.
I would be disappointed if I was the wife and you declined my plan.
See, that's what I was thinking. I thought, because especially the kids are all excited about it. We're doing something special for dad. So that's what it comes down to. Is Father's Day really for you as a dad? Right?
Absolutely not.
That's what I was thinking. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go. Morgan from Frankfurt. Can Chris from Lombard tell his wife and kids, hey, I just want the day to myself, so whatever you got planned, gotta cancel it?
I would say, yeah, it's your day. I mean, on Mother's Day, I went and got a manicure and a pedicure, so.
Let's be honest, though, also, moms plan ahead a lot more than dads plan ahead. So if a mom says, hey, I just want to do my thing, dad's like, awesome, off the hook, don't have to plan anything.
True.
Right? Thank you, Morgan. Okay, let's see, we got Allison in Northbrook. Chris from Lombard wants to just have the day to himself, not do whatever his wife and kids have planned. What can he do about it?
But those kids are little. They're only like 3 and 9. Put them to bed early. They can't read. And then he can go and just have some time for himself after. That way he doesn't need to be a jerk. He's not going to come off like a bad guy. But he still gets the alone time that he wants.
Okay. Kids are like, wait, Dad, why do we got to go to bed? It's only 4 o'clock. Doesn't matter. My day. Go to bed.
Exactly. He's like, it's bedtime. That's the Father's Day rule.
Yes, that's right. You didn't know about the Father's Day rule? Oh, man, you guys, you kids, you got a lot to learn.
Chicago's most fun afternoons on US 99.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.